Good afternoon, and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon on republicbroadcasting.org. And I would like to thank Lieutenant Colonel Bowman for his stick-to-itiveness, his enthusiasm, and he was traveling this very day and going up into Canada a little later this week, and also giving lectures and talking about the issues that he finds so important and his compelling message for people to awaken. A very, very accomplished gentleman, a scientist and engineer, also military, and also a public servant. So you might want to check out those sites that he gave. That's Robert M. Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N, U.S. Air Force retired. And, of course, just to quote one of his comments, the official story of 9/11 is hogwash. It's impossible. We need to know who is responsible, for we know now how it occurred and by what explosive elements, and that is now being analyzed so carefully across the globe by scientists in Denmark and other countries, as well as the United States of America. And we have shared some of that information with you right here on Born on the 4th of July. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a challenge when you go to bed at night. Do you ask yourself, I know everything I need to know about 9/11. I'm accepting of the panel's report. I believe things fall down all by themselves, like Building 7. I'm not concerned about steel, because steel has certain properties that are just innate to steel. And here we have a story that tells us that steel can do something that it ordinarily cannot do. So when you go to bed at night and you think in terms of the future of your children, could it be that the American folks have been had by an official story and depictions on the television? And once again, I always ask myself, can I actually believe what I'm being told over and over again on the television? This very day, here in the state of Utah, a hardy little band of folk will meet with some authorities here and explain, and in their very most earnest and dedicated manner, try to have an audience that is of value and ask pertinent questions about the current terror that is inundating the United States of America and countries beyond. I speak of the global World Health Organization announcement of Level 6 and the pandemic that is being discussed far and wide. I'm also speaking in reference to vaccines and how are you going to respond. We learned maybe just this day, or was it yesterday, time goes so fast, that they're actually rushing the creation or work on vaccines, that they're going to go so fast and prepare with great urgency that the vaccines may well be ready for you and me in mid-September. We have also heard that maybe certain segments of the population will be able to get the vaccine more readily than others, and that they will target maybe infants or pregnant women or certain segments of the society, and then be able to see that they have the shots available. Are you going to take the shot? I would love to have someone call in and tell me that they indeed are comfortable with the shot and that they are anticipating having that given to them, and they are happy to have the shot. I would love to have someone call me and tell me their assessment of the shot, because I'm thinking that we really need to say, hey, wait a minute. I'm wondering if we could have a little time before we need this, but maybe not. So I would love to hear if that were something that you would like to take and feel comfortable about the shot, because of the significance and the history that is truly available in regard to Hello? Hello? All right, here I am. I'm back right here on RBN. A little bit of difficulty there, for which I apologize. Anyway, I'm going to ask you out there, you listeners, are you happy about taking the flu shot? We've learned that they're rushing and going to have it available maybe in mid-September. There are some, and like I say, some going to try to speak with our very own health people today here in Utah. I'm hoping that you are making your personal contact with your particular legislator, senator, representative locally in your state, and asking the questions. There is something that's quite ominous about this whole story, and that is the militarization of the swine flu preparations. And it just seems almost impossible that this would be the case. However, we know that there have been overtures and the involvement of setting the pace for National Guard troops to be involved. And we have the example last week in Maine. And the scenario was that there were potential riots, and panic was part of this particular little drill. And there was concern among the populace in this trial drill that the medication, the vaccine, the distribution of the H1N1 virus was not available, and then the people panicked. Do you consider that somebody knows things that you do not know. We are also aware that there was this large convention, a World Health get-together in regard to pandemic. We've talked about that, but we should be sobered by the topics that they listed as those that they were going to discuss. Mass fatality. What could bring about mass fatality? So different today than in 2 or 3 weeks, or in just a, you know, few months' time. What is it that we need to know that we don't seem to see right now? Ask yourself, why would the World Health Organization determine that they would no longer tabulate or count or test? Wouldn't that be important? Wouldn't that be something that you would want them to do and have a little bit more substantial story on this latest virus or illness? I need more information. I'm not completely satisfied. And then we have the reference looking backwards just a little bit. The National Governors Association actually wrote a letter to the Department of Defense just within the last couple of weeks. And they criticized the proposals that the National Guard units be involved so much in domestic disasters. This could be a grave story. It could really be a very frightening thing. And yet, the National Guard troops are preparing to deal with swine flu. And the federal government emergency militarized preparations are developing so quickly. And maybe we don't see it all happening, but yes, indeed, the Utah National Guard probably will be involved, as well as the U.S. military, drawing up plans to deal with the spread of this pandemic. So, it seems hard to fathom, hard to put your mind around it, and yet when you have folks discussing the high-level fatality and just exactly what to do, you think, wait a minute, I'd better take a look. The breakout session, number one, mass fatality management planning. And the breakout session two, psychological issues. Breakout three, business continuity. Breakout four, continuity of operations and the continuity of government planning. How about breakout five, emergency management services? Breakout six, law enforcement agencies. How about breakout seven, information for responders and fire department? When was this held? August 19th through the 20th, and a day-long workshop, the 21st, and the year 2009, the location, Washington, D.C. Interestingly enough, there was a website given, and by the time I was into this and checking it out and looking into the website, their secondary information or those pages were not available. I thought that was of interest. So I had looked at it earlier and thought I needed to go back and find out more. And when I went to do that, it was not available for me, at least. Law enforcement agencies, they have a concern over protecting them, of course, from falling ill or from being hurt in a civil disturbance. They have a section on that. And they have a protection activity being trained for the delivery of vaccines and essential goods and services. And then also there were discussions on managing a surge in crime and how to meet routine requests and control and diffuse civil unrest and public disorder. Can you envision the planning for the near future on issues such as this? This could be a horror story, right? So there need to be new call centers for service additional. There needs to be more hospital emergency medical service. There needs to be workplace planning. We need to address airlines and travel and airport and quarantine and border and health services. Let's look at the word quarantine. Do you ever think in terms of lockup or control or can I get out? Am I truly ill? Do I need to be in the quarantine? Did I have the sniffles and someone thought maybe it was indeed the flu? Oh my, we wonder, don't we? If all of this is happening and very, very important people are attending conferences supposedly in our behalf, and this is ongoing just, you know, like a few days ago, is there something that we should be looking into? Should we ask the questions, how could this be? What do they know that we don't know? But I will tell you one thing that is really true and that you can rely on. There have been little scenarios like this in the past, and you can go to history and take a look. There was the issue of the 1918-1919 pandemic. And how was that handled? And how did that come about? It is a marvelous thing. For today, it's a bit easier than the tried and true library method. You can go to a search engine on your computer, and you can become instantaneously informed on some of these issues. For some, it would take more in-depth and going to the library and going to medical libraries. However, there is history in regard to pandemics. And some of them have really unusual origins. They have series of vaccinations given, and they also have a story that goes along with what we are experiencing today. The fact that sometimes medical folks have been the perpetrators of the actual pandemic and have reason to gain monetarily. Could that be the case today? And those need to check that with history. In truth, that did occur. Also in the early 20s, and certainly thereafter in certain areas, some in Pennsylvania, and the origins, and all of that took place. They bear checking out. You can see how that occurs.
Hi, this is Barbara Green. All right, I don't hear
it. So I would strongly urge that you yourself, for your child, for your loved one, for your very own survival, have the courage to check out the historical story of pandemic, pharmaceuticals, vaccinations, the connection between vaccination and illness, and result and response. I would strongly urge that you check that out for yourself so you can readily speak to a health professional about the concerns that you might have, for it is vital to your being able to go forward, talk to your children, and suggest what you have and what you desire for them and how they may be able to respond in their school. Because these are the issues that we need to have a little bit more than what you hear from HHS and Ms. Sebelius on this issue. You're going to have to be able to say, I need to know what's in this shot. I want to know if it will be damaging to me. I need to know when it was made and how long I am supposed to have to think in terms of 1, 2, 3, or 4 shots. And do I have the constitutional right to resist? Is this not against the Constitution to have a mandated shot for all of America? And if it's going to be in Europe and America, I've asked this question before, will it be for all the islands of the sea as well? And will it be simultaneously done everywhere all over the world? Because when you read the breakout of what they're studying and being informed about in order to present the pandemic flu vaccine, it's a little bit disconcerting that certainly we want them to be able to handle people who have died, but you worry a little bit about the control and their anticipation of management of civil disturbance. Then these are the things that are true. If we have, as we earlier announced, National Guard troops preparing to deal with the swine flu, our federal government increasingly militarizing emergency preparations, and maybe not being as outward with all of these plans, maybe your local legislature hasn't been calling you in and saying, yeah, this is what's going on. And we have as knowledge for certain that military troops are now on the soil of the United States, a precedent, a first-time affair, and that was occurring last October. So there you have a kind of a little bit of a worriment. Then, of course, we've talked about this on air before, the Obama administration, talked about the Bush administration, and at the same time, this new administration and the army under them is advertising for internment resettlement specialists on the website of the U.S. Army. And one has to recall, who is the commander-in-chief? Yes, President Obama. He would have to know that that ad is out there for National Guard and for the U.S. Army. So what kind of story is that exactly? Will this just be for the quarantine centers? So we need to have quarantine or internment. That kind of fits with quarantine, right? You're connecting that, right? Internment, quarantine, I would say prison-like, control, internment, does that sound too friendly? Resettlement, that sort of says move and change and a new area. Are you reading? Are you thinking? Are you deciding maybe there should be a little unease when you put your head in bed? So we get a lot of different stories, whether the numbers warrant the level 6 of the World Health Department. And remember, that is an arm of the United Nations. Do you prefer the United Nations World Health Organization over the United States government? For it can become de facto government in charge once there is a pandemic. They, in truth, have been elevated to that position of empowerment, and we've signed on to that. There may be the fact that the United States is made up of states, and we need to always bring in focus that the United States, the states themselves, have actually more power than the Congress, though they have forgotten that. But that's the way it is, if one truly knows. So the states may, in fact, and could, in fact, deter some of this action from the federal government or the World Health Organization. But in truth, as a nation, we have signed on to a commitment with the World Health Organization. And the World Health Organization has now taken very big control, level 6, look it up. It's a very, very emphatic statement of empowerment. And just a choice to enforce your life could be entirely different because of the level 6. Do not be, thinking that won't matter or that doesn't have a lot of importance. It truly does. And so there are many folks with whom I have spoken that truly, absolutely were so distraught and dismayed when that was chosen by, I think her name is Chan, the director, that it might have been premature in their mind, or the fact that it in fact empowered them so much, and that were we ready for that, and is that necessary, and did the numbers warrant that level?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We have been advised by President Obama's Council of Advisors. They had a report for us earlier this week, and they urged to speed the vaccine production, and that was part of this report that was delivered on Monday or Tuesday, and of course yesterday was the response. They would try to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, and it's a pleasure to be with you. And we're talking about how strong are we going to be on the idea of a foreign substance entering your body that someone is hurrying up to make, and do you have the right, or will you take that energy and say, I need to know exactly what's in it, I want to see what testing you have done that makes me feel comfortable that I can go forward and be supportive of this, I want to know the stats, I want to know the information. I need to know that those advisors that gave this information that we must hurry further and get this done quickly from the report that the president received on Monday or so of this week and causing that activity to say, oh, yes, from the Health and Human Services, we'll hurry this up and maybe we'll have all this ready by September. I'm just urging that we as individuals will have what it takes to talk to your local representative and discuss this with them and know in your own mind that historically there are references that you can go to, that you can enumerate and suggest that in the past you have seen, because of it being documented in history, where pharmaceutical companies have been very pleased to get forth the vaccine in a hurry and in smallpox and others cause more of the problem than the without the vaccine. So it's very vital that people take action in a wonderful time of year when you'd rather be hiking or enjoying the beauty of the out of doors. This is something that you may wish to address. The fact that we're being told that there could be an H1N1 riot, that there could be shortage, that the people will be panicked. Could it be that this is unconstitutional, that a foreign object is mandated, potentially mandated, that it enter your body or your skin? So these are questions that not just Born on the 4th of July needs to check out. I urge that everyone do that for themselves. Along with that, they talk about transport in one of the issues that took place at the grouping of the meeting in Washington, D.C. They spoke of transport for young people, for children. And it doesn't exactly say where they're going to take them, but it does speak of transporting from schools. So one might ask, is that my child? Will I have sat down with my child and said, this is our plan, this is what we do, do you have certain philosophy in your home that you want to reinstate to that young student so he might know his parameters? Always at the same time, there are so many things to think about. And we have this incredible, incredible blitz of health care. I believe it's sort of all put together. What's more tender than if you're well, or your well-being, or your concern for your family or your loved one, and the capability to take care of that, or go to the dermatologist and see that maybe your concern might be seen by an expert? Do you think that Ezekiel Emanuel, who is the brother to the chief of staff, is properly in place as an advisor when he also has writings that really encourage, a different approach? If you check on him, the name is Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, a bioethicist and breast oncologist, and the brother of the White House chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. And he has written a book, and you can check those things out. He has served as a special advisor to the director of the White House Office of Management and Budget for Health Policy ever since February. And he also said that he has been working on the health care reform effort. And so we know that he's very much involved. And he also... He has some certain definite ideas about health care and certainly an interpretation of Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel is very much part of what we are talking about in the health care plan. So how about phasing out Medicare and Medicaid? You can find that. Could their termination be the reason that Obama's administration doesn't reform those programs to accommodate, and yet it makes people confused. This particular gentleman has indicated that he believes in ending employer-based health care. You can find that in the pages of the new bill, 109 and 112. So we're in a flux. We're in a change area. And the best way to be prepared is to do your own homework so you can be comfortable with what might face you and your family. Health care, as our president crusades around the country, it seems like there are specifics that are lacking in his presentation. And we need the details, and yet I guess it worked during the campaign. And so maybe this charm or his presentation, maybe he can get away with it on this, maybe not. So warn yourself if you're listening well, so you can't be cheated in the end. We've had our money taken all away, so we're limping a little bit as a nation, weaker than ever before. And is it a good plan to have brothers with so much power in the White House? Remember, as listeners, I shared with you an article recently in the New York Times wondering if Mr. Rahm Emanuel wasn't more powerful, even so, than the president, that he was a very powerful figure, very much in evidence on the Congress and congressional level, with many, many visits to Congress in order to get certain things organized and underway. So we've talked about pandemic, we've talked about the opportunity to energize, to talk to your folks and go to lectures such as Mr. Bob Bowman is taking over across the nation on the Eastern Seaboard. At this time, he's going up into upstate New York, trying his best to inform America. We talked about the fact that 9/11 was sort of the juncture, and from then on, we have seen things so changing in the United States. Lately, we talk about the impact of the pandemic. Then we have the idea of the militarization and the seeking out of police forces and military to help in the pandemic, and that is certainly an ominous turn. Now we also are being informed this month in an article by Michael Osterlenk and Robert E. Smith suggesting that laws have been passed so that starting this year, Americans will have to get government approval to travel by air. And if that isn't a stunning one, are you ready for that one? We've all taken off our shoes, our coats, our watches, whatever, and gone through that trauma. But what about even a little further concern? Checking in for air travel will soon require the Transportation Security Administration authorization. Oh, my. We thought those were just the folks with the boxes and the little wands to take care of their checking you out. We've heard about the X-rays that go through and pierce your clothing and can see you standing right there. We've had all of that insult. But now there's an elevation of this Transportation Security Administration. With oversight of authorization, that means you might need permission to travel. What about permission to move and walk around? What about permission to drive your car? What about permission to drive or ride a bike, motorcycle? So What does that say? That says, travelers, if you want to fly, you need to get a government permission. Mother, may I travel today? And may I walk tomorrow? Those are the questions you might have. So, got your ID ready? You might want to get a mirror out. Why do I say that? Is because for a while, a long time ago, your car or any kind of a bus or any kind of a conveyance had to have the mirrors go underneath if you were in East Berlin. And you had to have all your papers. And you had to have permission to go through the gate and come back. We thought that East Berlin was in pretty bad shape. They had the Stasi. And they had a lot of restriction. And they couldn't get out. We could go in and visit. We could watch the soldiers in the towers. We could watch the little cart and the mirror go under the bus. We could watch the gentleman in front of you that didn't have just the right thing in his wallet or the right stamp on his papers be yanked off the bus. And you wondered forever what happened to him. You could see the contrast of the controlled state in East Berlin as compared to the other sector when you got out. Though there were buildings that were still standing with some of the terrible destruction of war, standing there as monuments for people to see what happens when people and nations get out of order. But the contrast between East and West, I'll never forget. And why is it when I read about permission now needed to travel within the U.S., what do I think of? I think of East Berlin. I don't think of a sunny side. I don't think of the beach in California that I might want to fly to. I think of East Berlin. Where is the parallel? Will America awaken too late? So we have the TSA, an official agency, now with the additional authority to decide who gets to go where. And I would call that overextended government power. Who gave it to them? Did you or I, your representative, your senator? Who would want that for them? Why would they need it? We have established that maybe we don't know who caused 9/11. In my thinking, we have established that we haven't been told the truth. It has not been investigated, but connect the dots. The government permission that will be required to travel in the United States is connected to 9/11, connected as strong as any connection ever could be. The Patriot Act is connected to 9/11. The war in Afghanistan is connected to 9/11. We hear the music, we'll go to break, and we'll be right back.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today we are discussing megadosing, a practice where one ingests a large amount of a vitamin or concentrated nutrient to achieve a specific result, also known as orthomolecular therapy, a term coined by Linus Pauling. This highly controversial practice is not recommended by mainstream medical authorities. However, a number of doctors and scientists have researched and established procedures that achieve wonderful results more often than not. In the case of pandemic flu, megadosing procedures for vitamin C and D should be considered. Vitamin C and D are safe in very large amounts. There is plenty of evidence they have a profound positive effect on your natural immunity. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com today.
Restore the Republic. The social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
We have been told this week that over 90,000 Americans will perish with this flu, maybe even this year. These are authoritative announcements by folks in the HHS and all over the news. Just so you know that we talked about this development of National Guard troops having a drill in a high school in Maine, just so you're advised. The fact that the Maine Center for Disease Control, the state of Maine, has reported just one death tied to the swine flu. And also it was qualified that the man actually died from underlying conditions complicated by H1N1. And that is the report from Dr. Dora Mills, the center's director. So take a look at that. The numbers don't quite, and we don't want the numbers for sure, but what about that? Military police and the federal government and local folks and a drill, are we being prepared mentally? And we've said this before, but it's a marvelous little tool. And I would urge all states that are listening here today to go and do your own research on the Model Emergency Health Powers Act implemented by your states on the instructions of the CDC and certainly probably from the World Health Organization, because They are truly empowered. Their homework has been done. The legislation has been put in place. And you can go back and look which years this might have taken place. In Utah, it was in 2002 that the first Model State Health Emergency Act was placed in law, and then there were various amendments continuing through the 2002, 3, 4, and 5 time frame. And it was in 2005, I believe, that the World Health Organization determined that it had the authority to dissolve foreign and sovereign governments and take control should there be a pandemic. So check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Be your own best friend for your family and your loved ones. This is very necessary because under special pandemic plans already enacted, national governments could be dissolved in an event of an emergency and be replaced by special international crisis centers, which would take charge of the health and security and the infrastructure of a country, and certain committees that would be answerable to the World Health Organization would be calling all of the activities and, in essence, the shots, and a pun on shots. Anyway, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is August 2009. Is it The Guns of August? Isn't there a pretty famous book written, or maybe a movie, The Guns of August? Well, The Guns of August are loaded with vaccines. Thanks for listening to Born on the 4th of July, and we'll be back tomorrow.
With recent